put this into perspective, what it means to you, the switch, and what is its importance?
I don't quite understand the question, but I will say that I don't think it's been about the play calling. It's about the execution. We haven't executed very well. Today was a little better on third down, better in the red zone, 4 out of 5 in the red zone. And I think we were 50% on third down, so that was obviously gave us some more opportunities. That's why we had 80 plays and kind of had a lead on the run tonight based on the weather and also the way that Eddie and James are running the ball.
Aaron, you've been very supportive of Tom publicly when we've asked questions about play calling. When did Mike let you know that he was making the change, and what was your reaction at the time?
I'm not going to get into that. I don't think that's important. What's important is we won the game tonight, and we had a good fourth quarter.
Was your thumb bleeding at some point, or was there?
Yeah, it was. It's a combo of a kick to the ankle / I think that was maybe, I don't know if it was the same player or not, but I got my kind of just some skin peeled off there, and then I got a little bump on my arm that was bleeding into my long sleeve, and then I got kind of kicked in the ankle. But nothing too bad.
So Andy Dalton broke his thumb today. You're sure that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you?
Yeah, it's not broken. Just the skin's broken, probably.
Aaron, what's the importance to you, do you think, of the way Eddie Lacy responded to everything that happened last week with the performance he had today?
Yeah, that was important. You know, he's a big, big, strong, powerful runner, and we got to run the ball in the wintertime with the ball is a little slick at times. We needed him to, keep the chains moving. The key, again, is third down conversions. You know, that's the way you get 80 plays is you convert those third downs, and we had some more manageable situations. We still, we got stuffed on a couple third and ones, but Eddie ran the ball really well. The importance for him is to continue to buy in every week and to be great about his preparation, because athletically, I mean, he's as talented as they come for a man of his size. I think he handled the situation well. He took ownership of it, and that allows you to move forward as a team when there's no excuses. So I give Eddie credit for that. But again, you need a 1-2 punch in the entire season. We got a great back in James Starks, got him in space. A great touchdown run there on 2nd and 30, and then the run in the red zone. Very good play call, very good scheme, and he didn't have to do a whole lot besides catch the ball there. But he's a weapon for us.
Aaron, what do you think your offense is now with the play calling change, production from the running game, 3 games to go?
Well, I think that, it just comes down to situational football for us. We got to be consistent in the red zone, getting touchdowns, and got to be better on third down. We made some plays at times. Sometimes it just takes one play. Against Detroit, it was the step up and pass to Richard that kind of got it going. Maybe it was, 3rd and 9, as I was able to kind of get out of there and convert a first down, give us another set of downs, and we got a couple good runs in there and finished that thing off with a touchdown to put us up by 2 scores. Defense did a good job getting the ball back, and we put that thing away. So it just takes one play sometimes, and we hadn't been making those plays in our losses, and today we made a play.
On your first touchdown, the play before, was that a read option or was that a straight fake?
Which one?
You had on the next play, Starks had the 1 yard run. You had the fake up the middle, and you ran wide, and you ended up having to just throw the ball away. But it looked like it might have been like you were running.
Yeah, it was a minus decision.
Was it a read option or was it not?
Some people knew it was. Some people didn't.
You're 2-0, Aaron, in December. Do you feel like a hot team?
I don't know. I mean, we're putting ourselves in a position to get in the playoffs. We got to win another one, and then worry about the division. But I don't know. We just got to keep winning football games. We got a good opponent next week. A long trip across the country. We got to find a way to win a game on the road.
Aaron, you always use that line about it starting up front. And all those guys were on the injury report. They've been battling for weeks with injuries. They seemed to run block really well, but it also seemed like you were able to drop back, plant your foot, and throw kind of in rhythm a little more than you have? A, is that true? And B, what do you think of the job they did?
Well, I think it starts with the run game. You know, when you can be efficient, run the football, and set up some manageable situations, you're going to have some more opportunities to have some clean pockets. They played some off coverage at times, which allowed us to hit a couple underneath. We had a couple kind of wide to Randall, did a good job making guys miss and good job blocking downfield. We ran some passes from under center, which we hadn't in a while. All that kind of starts with the run game. And so that was big for us tonight. The line blocked great. You know, they're battling through injuries, all those guys. Everybody who played tonight, maybe minus JC, you know, was dealing with was on the injury report, I believe, this week. So proud of those guys. They wanted it. I kind of teased them in the huddle there on the last drive, said we were throwing it. Got a couple funny looks in there from TJ and Josh, and I said, I'm just kidding. We're giving it to Eddie here to finish this thing off. But those guys, they care about it. They put a lot of time in, and it was good good job by them tonight.
Aaron, do the screens help the run, or does the run help the screens?
I don't know if they're connected per se. I think it's a lot about the way that James you know, he kind of finds spots in those. He's really good at running the screens. A lot of it comes down to the pass rush. If we do a lot of dropbacks in a row, you got to mix in the screen at some point to kind of keep them off balance, even if you're maybe not even throwing the screen. Just the thought of it can help slow down the rush. But, again, you know, in December football and the way we're going right now, you know, it's going to start with a run, I think, maybe a little more than it has in the past. And if you can do that, and then it opens up some of the play-action stuff.
Aaron, did Mike call the quarterback sneak, or did you?
Yeah, that was called by Mike that time. Yeah.
Did you think you were in, or
no?
You
didn't. I didn't. I was trying to just reach the ball, but I was getting grabbed there. I liked the call. I was happy with that call. Should have got in.
Would you have liked to see Coon running that in at 4th and 1?
John would have for sure. He would have liked to see himself get that ball. You know, we actually had the screenplay to John there, too. We talked about all week kind of running a little tighter to the end zone so we could get that ball in the end zone. But, you know, ran from the 17. We talked about maybe running from the 10. 17 yards is a long way for John to get in the end zone. But we love it when Coon scores. So does the crowd.
Aaron, did you guys make a point to get some quick passes, get the ball out faster? Is that just what the defense gave you?
I think we made a point of doing it. I think we stressed the checkdowns a little more this week, and we hit 3 or 4. We hadn't, you know, if you look at our offense production-wise the last 4 or 5 weeks especially, it's hard to think of the time where we hit the checkdown for a positive gain. So that was good for us. And, again, I think a lot of that starts with if you're running it well, you know, you're going to have the opportunity to draw them up and then have them react out. And as they react out, you have an opportunity to kind of hit the checkdown in transition.
Aaron, you said after the Hail Mary that, you know, there's not really momentum from game to game. But now you have 1-2 in a row, and it's been a while since you put together back-to-back wins. How do you keep this going? Maybe if it's not momentum, it's at least confidence or just feeling better about your operation. What do you do to parlay this?
I think you just keep doing the things we did tonight. You know, we ran the ball really well, and I think you got to keep doing that. You know, we had probably close to 40 attempts, and that's great. That's what you need in the winter time. So we got to keep doing that. We got to, you know, get out of his touches every time he's had over 20 carries. I think he's gone over 100 yards, and perhaps check that. But and then you put James in there, and you got a great 1-2 punch. So got to keep finding ways to get them the ball, and then have some good play action stuff off of it.
Two more. Aaron, do you still feel like, you know, so when a play comes in that it's your call to change it, do whatever you want? Do you think any differently when you know the head coach is doing it? Anybody else?
No, I still have the opportunity to get us in the best situation possible when it's needed, but no, that hasn't changed.
How did you feel the tempo was in this game? Because it seemed like a lot of those drives were faster. You know, we had less time to worry about pre-snap adjustments. Did you get better looks tonight? Was it the running game that fed off of that?
I just think we had a lot more plays we felt good about running them without checks. So, you know, we'll have run to pass checks, pass to run checks, and you know, three plays sometimes in a certain play. Tonight was more plays without a lot of checks. Now we still checked a number of plays, but We liked the looks we had. The line did a good job of making the correct call at times. And when you have a loaded box, they're able to, we just kind of book a guy on the backside maybe. And they did a good job of pushing to the front side and creating some lanes.
Aaron, just following up on Spoon's question real quick. You had Mike call plays for a long time in your ear, but it had been all season that you had. Was it any different, or was it just like it used to be? Was it any different from how it's been this season with Tom? Just what was the adjustment?
Trying to understand what he's saying, to be honest with you. He has that Pittsburgh dialect. The touchdown to James, I had no idea what he was saying. I thought he was talking about pressure alert, and I was just looking over at him like, what? I don't know what the play is. And about the fourth time, thankfully, Alex was right next to him, and he was doing the signal to me. So I was able to understand what he was saying. Probably the fourth time, as Alex was letting me know what it was.